find the other neighbor who is basically your second choice and tell that neighbor, when your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. And before you're seated, can you give God the kind of praise that lets him know that you know, not that you feel, not that you hope, not that you think, that you know. That you know. You may be seated, you may be seated. All right, so here's the story, here's the backdrop. Yesterday I arrived back from our travels and speaking in different conferences and so forth. I arrived back, landed in Sacramento, haven't been here in a week, and all of a sudden I find myself with this blistering heat. And we haven't been home for a week, so I drove home, and you know, and here's the blessing. I arrived to my home just to find out that, well, there was a power outage in my neighborhood. So I walked into the sauna, and I just got drenched, and I'm sweating up a storm, and I'm sweating up a storm. And I'm just there, and, you know, I'm going like, all right, this is just not right. My wife is still on the East Coast, and so I'm, in, you know, by my lonesome self. Loneliness is such a lonely word. So I was there, and, you know, and I just went like, all right, this is not going to happen. So immediately I left my home, and I got into my Jeep and drove over to, of course, you know it, my place of refuge, my safe space. It's a coffee establishment whose name I've never mentioned. So I went there, and then this happened. I'm there, and it's summer, so you don't order hot coffee, you order fraps, because we're biblical. So I ordered a matcha green tea frappuccino, no classic, extra matcha almond milk, because supposedly it's healthy. And so I'm drinking my matcha green tea frap, and this happened. I had a narrative I had written for the last 3 days, and the Holy Spirit just filled me. And God just I felt the Spirit of God just inject me, an infusion of the Spirit of God, and I knew it was God, that it wasn't me, my mind, my thoughts, my inclination. And this is the narrative. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let me read you a story. Interesting story. There was a man named Jabez. Somebody say Jabez. Who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. This is crazy. He was the one who prayed, that's how famous he was, to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. There's that word pain again. And God granted him his request. This is a story of pain, praise, and a prayer. Here it is. This is God's word for you today. If you're taking any notes, here's the outline. Manage your pain. Master your praise. Make your prayer and watch God show up. Manage your pain. Master your praise. Make your prayer and watch God show up. The first point is manage your pain. Once upon a time, there's a man named Jabez. When he was born, his delivery was so painful that his mom literally called him the pain. Mom called him the pain. She named them the pain. Imagine if you were born and you would be called the pain. Don't point to anyone around you. When parents say that kid is a pain, in Jabez's case, literally, that's who he was. So mom didn't call him blessed, anointed, chosen, or gifted. She called him pain. Jabez literally means the pain. Oh, the pain. Pain, according to Wikipedia, is a distressing feeling that is caused by intense or damaging stimuli. Everyone here has experienced pain. No one is immune from pain. If you're here, you're online, you're watching on various platforms, many have experienced pain. There is physical pain, spiritual pain, by the way, mental pain, emotional pain, family pain, financial pain. Pain is real. How many here have experienced pain? How many have experienced a lot of pain? How many know someone in your life who is a pain? You can't point. You're not allowed to point. You can't do that. I could see people go like, pain. Pain is real. pain hurts. Pain is a pain. But we all have a choice to make. Some people experience occasional pain. Some people live, hence the phrase, I am in pain. Now, here's a question we have to ask, because it's been debated. There's a teaching out there, even in certain religious corridors and sectors, including Christendom. There is a teaching, especially in certain sectors of Christendom, unfortunately, that tells people that if you're suffering or you experience pain, you're somehow out of alignment with the will of God. There's actually famous, well-known, and God bless them, preachers who actually say, if you're in pain, you're in sin. If you're suffering, you're in sin. Does it mean if you're in pain that you're not perfectly right, that you're out of alignment? Let me make it clear. The Bible never states that if you're a Christian, you will never suffer. The Bible never states that if you're a believer, you will never experience pain. The Bible does say that when you are a believer, the purpose of God will break through the pain. What does this mean? There is purpose behind the pain. This is what Jesus said, John 16:33. On earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, much pain. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Here's what Romans says. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continuously woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. Romans 8:28. This is what the Bible says about your pain, my pain. What we suffer now, your current pain, it's nothing compared to the glory that is coming your way. See, that's a shout up to God. I'm going to repeat that for someone who's going through hell right now. What you're suffering right now, your current pain, is nothing compared to the glory that is coming your way. Romans 8:18. It says nothing compared. Here's what Revelation 21:4 says. Here's the promise. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, and no more pain. All these things are gone forever. Simply stated, your current pain cannot compare to the upcoming glory. And your past pain cannot cancel your future promise. There is purpose behind that pain. There is promise on the other side. And when you are saved, pain has an expiration date. Now, we cannot deny the fact that the most egregious of emotional and psychological pain stems from what we know as trauma. These verses and other verses in the Word of God admonish us. Better yet, they instruct us. Here it goes. This is going to be hard. You cannot use your traumatic past as justification for sinful behavior. I'm going to have to repeat that for the hearing impaired. There are people that use the trauma of their past as a crutch. And even in church people. Oh, the reason I messed up is because of the trauma. I'm a Christian now, but I still messed up because of the trauma. The trauma. We're not negating the trauma. But there's a biblical outline that we can't deny. The word is the word. You cannot use the pain of your past to justify your current reality. Not when you're born again. With great due deference to psychotherapy, there are great psychotherapists. I know psychotherapists. Psychotherapy, when it's done right, is holistic and it helps facilitate healing. But any therapy that tells you that you are permanently wounded is out of alignment with the Word of God. Can we go deep here for a second? Any therapy session, and that it's out there. It's the new thing a little bit prior to COVID. It's about 2016 until now. It's the thing out there. It's therapy that tells you that if you went through a traumatic experience, that traumatic experience defines you. The new therapy out there is that you're wounded for life. And that you should learn to walk with your wound. Learn to manage your wound, not the scar, the wound. And that's why we need to understand it's not, and God bless the great intentions behind it, but that's not what the Word of God and the Spirit of God teach us. Here's what the Bible says. He was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds, not we will be healed. Stop saying you will be healed. The Bible doesn't say that through Jesus we will be healed. Don't open up your mouth and say, one day. No, the Bible never says that one day you will be healed. The Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. Somebody prays like you're healed. Isaiah 53 verse 5. If you want New Testament, 1 Peter 2:24. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right by his wounds. Once again, current tense, present tense, you are healed. So I'm writing this in Starbucks. It's 100 degrees in Granite Bay. I was home. I was sweating up a storm. I'm in Starbucks. I walked outside because I started preaching to myself out loud. So people were looking around, looking at me. It's not the first time they look at me and go, you're weird, because I am. So I looked at my phone. I walked outside. It was hot outside. I'm walking around Starbucks, and I'm preaching it, and I'm just speaking it into the phone. And I heard the whole, and I know this is going to sound awkward to some. I know, but it is. God still speaks today. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, Samuel, tell them when you speak tomorrow, tell them this will be a summer of healing. Y'all didn't get that. Tell them this will be a summer of healing. I heard the Holy Spirit say, tell them to get ready. There is a healing wave coming your way. Forget about the heat wave. There is a healing wave coming your way. Healing is coming your way. Your mind healed. Your body healed. Your relationships healed. Your reputation healed. Your joy healed. Your peace healed. Your dreams healed. Your thoughts healed. If you believe that God is a God who still heals, praise like you believe it. How many believe there's a healing wave coming? That we will see the finished work of Christ. Hence, you are already healed. That healing made manifest. Isaiah 58 verse 8 says, your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. If you're 38 years of age or younger, raise your hand. All the 38 or younger, raise your hand. 38. Raise them up really high. Let me see you. If you wish you were 38 or younger, raise your left hand. If you're over 55, but you still act like you're 38 or younger, raise both hands and a foot. If you're buying all the creams in the world that Amazon can offer, let me speak for one moment here with great due deference to everyone else. Let me speak to 38 and under for a moment. You're not just any generation. No joke, no hype. You are literally the generation that will change the world. I'm going to repeat that. You are the Elisha generation. You will do greater things than any other generation in human history. Why do you think the enemy hates your guts? You are anointed. You're favored, you're gifted, you're creative, you're blessed, you're full of God-ordained, unprecedented purpose. You are about to change the world. You guys have been through, I mean, crazy stuff. This generation, I mean, the emerging generation is crazy. The stuff you've been through, I mean, you name it. I mean, from technology exploding, then to 9/11, then to wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, COVID pandemic, all the strife, the chaos, I mean, you name it. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, everything you've gone through. Everything you've got. The generational dynamic is real. It's real. You can't deny it. I mean, think about it. There are certain things that are similar and we just speak to them differently, right? Like in my generation, we had Lunchables. In your generation, you call it a charcuterie board. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, guys. It's just presentation, right? Am I wrong there? In my generation, we called it leftovers. You call it meal prepping. It's the same thing. It's the same identical thing. I know you're using different words, but your generation, the greatest world-changing generation, I want to speak to you. There is a teaching out there that tells you that you will live with your wound forever, that you are permanently wounded, that you're a victim for life. Jesus is greater than your wounds. Jesus is greater than your trauma. I mean, everything God has done for you, your testimony is much more powerful than your trauma. You overcome with the blood of the Lamb and the word of your trauma. The word of your what? The word of your what? Raise your right hand. You don't walk around with a permanent trauma. You live life with a powerful testimony. Repeat after me. My testimony is much more powerful than my trauma. My anointing is greater than my anxiety. My faith is bigger than my fear. And the heaven I'm going to is exponentially times greater than the hell I've been through. If you believe that, give God your best praise like you know it.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Unresolved parental pain define our children. This is what this narrative teaches me that I never saw before in all my years preaching. I heard the Holy Spirit say, Mama called him pain. She took her pain and she placed it upon Jabez. She placed it upon him. It wasn't his fault. It was on him. Somebody say, but God. Somebody say, but God. What time is it? It's 1:02 p.m. Here's the word of the Lord for you today. Today is not just any day. Today is the day you stop carrying your parents' pain. What if I tell you today is the day you stop carrying your parents' pain, your family's anger, your family's inclination for sexual, whatever it may be, that darkness is coming to an end. This is take a screenshot on your phone. This is the moment in the day you stop carrying multi-generational pain. The Holy Spirit is here. The Helper is here to empower you, to deliver you, to free you once and for all. 2 Corinthians 3:17. I love this. This is the day, not any day. This is not your normal Sunday. This is the day you stop carrying the baggage, the pain, and the weight of what was placed upon you by previous generations. Whatever label, whatever baggage, whatever lie, whatever lid, whatever limitation was placed upon you today, in the mighty name of Jesus, it is coming off you. Today you're about to reclaim your Judah. I don't know if you get this, but you will. Everyone was given one of these sheets. Find it. Put it in front of you. This is not a condemning message of the previous generation. 99.9% of the time, that previous generation acquired an inherited pain from the previous. It goes down from one generation to the other. But praise be the Lord, that when Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. Here's what we're going to do. When I say now, I want you to look at parental pain. Everything. Whoever called you a Jabez, whoever said you were not going to make it, whoever transferred over addiction, whoever ever transferred that propensity for you to pick up the bottle when everything goes wrong, for whoever transferred that inclination to open up a portal of sexual immorality and pornography and illicit behavior that is destructive to your soul, your spirit, and your being, your physical body, whoever transferred over that constant battle, that depressive element, not just neuropsychological, but actually emotional. And I'm going to talk about the kind of pain that it's counterintuitive for me to talk about. I want to talk about the transference of religious pain. Because there is religious pain. If you grew up in a certain religion, or you grew up in even in church, there are certain things from the church experience that are not in the Word of God, that are cultural dynamics that can traumatize you. There are people that don't come to church because they're traumatized of what they went through in church. And we don't even want to talk about that. I'm here to give you good news today in the name of Jesus. All of that will break by the authority of the Word of God. So here it is. I want to count to three. When I count to three, I want you to take this, and I want you to break it. And if you've had a lot of parental pain transfers, you want to break it up into multiple pieces. But listen, here it is. Every parental pain that was every time they called you Jabez, every time they put something on you, every single time it's coming, and you won't be able. You're going to get this right today. If you get this right today and you do it by faith, your children will not inherit your pain. Your children will inherit your praise. Somebody know what I'm talking about here? You're going to get this right. You're going to show your children that even in the midst of pain, you can give God the highest praise. So we're going to do this right now. Here it is. Lift it up. What defines you is not your Jabez. What defines you is your Judah. Revelation 2:17. To him who overcomes, I will give hidden manna, a white stone, and a new name. Isaiah 56 verse 5. To them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them a name, an everlasting name which will not be cut off. Your name is not pain. Your name is praise. Your name is not defeat. Your name is victory. Your name is not bondage. Your name is freedom. Your name is not hate. Your name is love. Your name is not wicked soul. Your name is righteousness of God. Your name is not addict. Your name is anointed. Your name is not broken. Your name is blessed. Your name is not victim. Your name is more than conqueror. Your name is not pain. Your name is praise. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to break this. One, two, and you're not going to transfer it over to your children or your children's children. I'm going to show you what you're going to transfer over to your children. They're not going to know you for your temper that came back from your dad and your dad's dad and your dad's dad. They're going to know you when you're not even around on this planet. They're going to know you for, all right, what did my dad transfer over to me? Oh, I remember. Hey, you, why do you get on your knees and pray the way you pray? Because my father prayed that way, and my grandfather prayed that way, and my grandmother prayed that way, and my... You're not going to transfer over your trauma. You're going to transfer over an anointing for your children and your children's children to do greater things. Ready? One. Two. And some of you should break it, put it underneath your feet, and then some of you should really get a little bit outside yourself and start dancing over the very thing that was placed upon you that tried to hold you back. One, two, some of you are breaking multi-generations. You're going back two, three, four, five, six, seven. Here we go. One, two, three, break that pain. Somebody praise like that pain is underneath your feet. Somebody praise like that pain is underneath your feet. Somebody lift up your voice like that praise. Praise is greater than your pain. Your praise is greater than your pain. Your praise is greater than your pain. Are there any Judah people in the house? All the Judah people, lift up your hands. We're done. Is there anyone here who knows what it is to praise even in the middle of their pain? Are there any crazy people here with the kind of testimony that states the following? The more the pain became unbearable, the more the praise became unstoppable. If that's you, is there anyone here who gave birth to new praise even in the middle of their pain? If the devil had a time machine, I am 100% certain he would go back and rethink what he sent your way. Because instead of killing you without knowing it, he made you stronger. Does anybody have their praise in this place? Instead of dying of pain, you are living with praise. All the Judas, lift up your hands. Stand with me. Oh, you are standing. I was going to say, stand with me. My mama said, my name is pain, but I'm part of something bigger, literally called praise. So when he prays, he literally references his name. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. You have no idea what he's asking for, do you? Do you know what he's asking for? What? Read the rest. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. That I may experience no more. In other words, listen, I didn't do this to myself. Somebody else put this on me. The only way for me to come out of this is if you bless me in such a way that I will not be known by what my mama placed on me. I'm gonna be known by what you did for me. I'm preaching to somebody here. You will not be known by what was done to you or by what you did to yourself or even what you did to others. You will be known exclusively by what Jesus did for you.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.